The exploration of how we are in relation to our experience. Just to emphasize, it's helpful to do that occasionally. I'd say there's some particularly useful times that one could do that, and one of those might be if it feels like there's a struggle. It feels like you're struggling in the practice somehow. Things are hard, challenging. Check the relationship. If there's a struggle, there's probably some attitude or agenda that's not fully seen. Even if you know you're struggling, check in. What might be the relationship here? So when we're struggling is a good time to check in. And another good time to check in is if it feels like it's going really well. This can reveal some kind of hidden greed, subtle form of greed in a way. At one point, I was sitting and had found, the mind had found its way into a very expansive, peaceful state of mind. And at some point in that, I was resting in that state, feeling, noticing there was delight there was appreciation. So I noticed some wholesome qualities in the mind. But it occurred to me to also check, and what's my relationship to this? And it was surprising, but very quickly the mind revealed to me, again, this checking of the relationship isn't about trying to figure it out. So it's like I dropped that question, what's the relationship to this beautiful state of mind? And there was the recognition that there was a subtle trying to make it continue. And so I noticed that was revealed. And as that was noticed, I didn't have to do anything with it. It just kind of, that extra efforting to try to kind of keep that state going, released. And the state didn't go away in that moment. And so that was instructive. But what next arose was fear that it wouldn't continue. Oh, there's another relationship that I hadn't seen. And as the fear was seen, it also released. But then there was this underlying, oh, but I so want it to continue. And again, that was seen. And the next attitude that arose was delight that the mind had been able to see what had been not seen. So the checking the relationship when the feels like it's going well can reveal some kind of very subtle agendas and cravings and clingings in the mind. It also can help to point out and get us more familiar with, to recognize when it's going well, there's more of a possibility that we might recognize gratitude, appreciation, delight, happiness, interest, balance of mind, calm, peace, all these beautiful qualities of mind that support the path, support the practice, but sometimes just kind of go in the background because we are, we have a kind of a focus on something else. We have a focus on stay with the breath. And so this just expands the mind to be able to see how we are in relationship to the experience. And so from time to time, as you're exploring being with your experience, and we're still encouraging a staying with the breath, just checking in, how am I with the breath? And then the other piece I'll just encourage as we go through our day is the exploration of continuity. We've been talking about this continuity through the day and the postures and the activities that we explored yesterday afternoon are a good kind of avenue for that. Keeping it simple. I mentioned that last night in the reflections at 9 o'clock. We haven't actually explicitly said that, so those of you who aren't coming at 9 o'clock, we are doing a little brief teaching at the beginning of that sitting. The simplicity of the practice. There's a lot of words that we use to describe what we're doing and what we notice, and yet the actual practice is really simple. And so the practice of being, exploring continuity through the activities and the postures can be very simple. Just through the day, when you're walking, know that you're walking. In the in-between times, in the formal practice times, of course, do the more formal practices that you're exploring for walking and for sitting. But as you're standing in line for the meal, for instance, stand and know that you're standing. Very simply. It's in this kind of instruction for me here, it's I know that I'm standing, and what's obvious in this standing or being aware that standing is happening, what's obvious? So that it's not necessarily like, oh, standing. I notice my feet on the ground, I notice the uprightness of the body, kind of trying to kind of latch onto what does it mean to stand? But just like, yeah, I know I'm standing. That's pretty simple to know that I'm standing. And then knowing that I'm standing, what wants to show up? Maybe there's a little tension in the shoulders that shows up. Or maybe there's the impatience about the lunch line that shows up. And so not having to have an agenda for what shows up as we land with this simple instruction, stand and know that you're standing. So that just kind of grounding yourself in your bodily activities, very helpful. Reaching for the toothbrush. Standing while brushing teeth. Reaching to turn the water on and off. Dressing. Putting your clothes on, knowing that you're doing that. Just staying attuned with the physicality of the experience throughout the day. Know that that's happening. But then see what kind of arises in that. What is wanting to show itself in that? There may be bodily sensations that show up. That's kind of I think we start with the body. In some ways, I think the Satipatthana starts with the body because it's such an obvious place to land with attention. It's relatively easy to connect with standing. Yeah, I know that I'm standing. And so we start with just this obviousness of the body moving through space and going and coming and reaching and bending and extending the arm. Serving ourselves the food. Hearing the sounds in the outdoors. Hearing and know that you're hearing. Just that simplicity of the body in relationship to the world. Know that. As a support for the continuity through the day. And another thing that some of you might be interested in exploring is to support this continuity, the encouragement towards a longer stretch of time to be present with the experience. Take a walking in a sitting, and think of that as one block of practice. Or maybe, the chunk of time between this sitting and lunch, this 2.5 hours. Think of that as one meditation period in which postures are changing. And so when the sitting, when you hear the bell, that the sitting ends, you notice the hearing, then you're then beginning exploring the posture, the shifts, the subtle shifts of posture that change as you orient to standing up. What's the first part of the body that moves as you make the effort or start the shift of posture? Sometimes it can be surprising, the very first body part that moves as you shift to stand up. Notice the walking as you find your way to the walking path. If you need to use the restroom, noticing that whole activity. So that whole time, and I'd encourage for that chunk of time, you may explore not getting a cup of tea or having a snack. Just those things can be fine to do, and you can do those mindfully, but they tend to be a habit of distraction. They tend to be a break. And so if you use them as breaks, then I would encourage to just pick a chunk of time where you let yourself not do anything that you consider a break, and keep the practice going. So we have a couple of announcements this morning. Now, just a reminder about the service leader tea this evening for the service leaders this week. We'll meet at 6 o'clock in room 1. And then Bruni will be sitting in with me today. So again, it's a offering for you. It's an offering for you to future generations of students to allow her to sit in. And yet if it is something's up and you would prefer to not have her sit in, it's fine to simply just ask her to leave. She will not be offended. It's fine. Or if she is offended, she'll work with it. But I'm pretty sure she won't be offended. So enjoy your day.